Okay, praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo, and this is tape number 29 on Eating and Drinking Life. Eating and Drinking the Lord. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the life. I am the resurrection and life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's no life in anything else or anybody else but Jesus. He is our food, our drink. He is our air. Amen?
Amen.
And he is the good land. He's the produce from the good land. He's our everything. And before we start this message, let's go up to the throne of the Lord to ask him to bless the message. Heavenly Father, our Lord and our God, anoint this message. Let it sink deep into the minds, the hearts, and the souls of the listener. And let it retain in them. Let it be as their food and their drink for another day, their daily bread. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Okay, now I'm going to ask a question. Is the law good? What is the law? The Bible says right here that the law is light. L-I-G-H-T. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I am the light of the world. So Jesus is saying there that I am the law. Okay? So he didn't come to destroy the light or to do away with the L-I-G-H-T, right? Because without the light, we're all in darkness. Amen?
Amen?
So the Bible here says that the law is light. And light is what we need. Jesus says that the 23rd Psalm says that he is the good shepherd, the good guide, the good light, okay? Because the commandment is a lamp unto us, and the law is the light. Amen? And so the light is the law. And Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the light or to do away with the light. Amen? God forbid that he should do away with our light, our guide. If we don't have light, we're in darkness and we all fall in the ditch. Amen?
Amen?
Right? So I am the way, the truth, and the law. The law is light. Okay? Amen? Without the law, we don't know what sin is. The law tells us what sin is. Amen?
Amen.
And he says, I didn't come to destroy the explanation of what sin is, because the soul that sins shall surely die. I came here to fulfill the law. I came here to show people that the law can be kept. People can walk in the light and in the flesh, because I'm in the flesh, and because I have the power of God in me, I'm able to keep all the law. I'll never lie. I'll never commit adultery, fornication. I'll never steal. But I am going to show people that the law can be kept. It doesn't make any difference if, we have the law all around our house on big signboards, as I've said before, and it's telling you, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Jesus is going to show you, by the power of God in him, that he's going to be able to do that, that he will complete that, and that he will be obedient to the Lord, to the Father, even to the death. He will die for the lost souls in this world. He'll give his life so that our lives can be spared if we believe the light, which tells us that we can do all things in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
That if the Spirit of God is living in us, then we can fulfill the law just as he did in our flesh. But we have to walk in the Spirit. We have to be in the Spirit. The Spirit has to overpower our flesh to the extent that we can keep the light. I mean, the law is light. Amen?
Amen.
So you know that I'm not lying to you. Read it in the Bible, please.
Proverbs 6:23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life.
Okay, and the law is what?
Light.
Spell it.
L-I-G-H-T.
Amen?
Amen.
And the reproof of the law of light, to be hearing about what the law is. Now, light is good, amen?
Amen.
Because it's our guide, it's our shepherd. I am the good law. the good shepherd, because the law is light. He takes us in this world of darkness and leads us into all goodness. Amen?
Amen.
Into all things. He shows us by the light of his word what is right to do and what's wrong to do. That's the law. Amen?
Amen.
So the Bible says that the law came with Moses. I mean, it was ordained by angels too. Amen?
Amen.
So God forbid God wrote the law with his own finger. He doesn't want to destroy that law, the light. Amen?
Amen.
The law came by Moses, and grace and truth, in other words, the power to keep the law and to keep the truth in us by eating and drinking him, came by Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Because he's the food that we need to eat in order to be able to follow the light, to receive the light. All right, so the law came by God. He wrote it with his own finger. Amen? And he gave it to us as a guide, to guide ourselves in this world so that we can live in the world to come. Now, if we keep the law, and we can't do anything without Christ, we have to have Christ, God in Christ in us in order to be able to fulfill the law, to keep the law. We have to have that light with us, and we have to remember that light. And the reproof of the word of the Lord is the reproof of the law, that we keep the commandments, you know, that we don't sin, right? The law tells us what sin is, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to keep eating and drinking the Word of God in order to... That's the reproof of the Word of the Lord. Read that again.
For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life.
And the reproof, the eating of the Word daily, is the what?
Way of life.
That's Jesus. He's the way. Amen?
Amen.
The way of life. He's the truth. He's the light of the world. He's the life. Amen. He's everything. And he's our food and drink. Amen.
Amen.
And the air that we breathe is the Lord. The pneuma. And the other, what is it? Nema. Nema. And the what is the Jewish? Ruach. Yeah. Ruach. Is the same as the wind. And it's the same as the spirit, and it's the same as the breath. He blew the ruach into our nostrils. And, you know, everything else that has life has it, but humans are the only ones that God blew the breath of life into. Isn't that something? He didn't blow the breath of life into cows, or flies, or worms, or birds or fish. He only blew the breath of life into us, and so we're special. Amen? Praise the Lord. All right, so let's read the rest of this chapter here. I love this chapter. Amen?
Amen. To keep thee from the evil woman.
Right, this is, you know, to the reproof of the word is a way of life to keep you from evil women. And incidentally, women from evil men. Amen? Well, I just want a man, you know. I don't care. I've got to have a woman. So I'm going out in the world to find a woman. Well, don't be dragging her back in here if that's all you want is a woman. We have to have a woman, as the book of Proverbs tells us, you know, a woman of great price. Huh? A godly woman, right? The last chapter of Proverbs tells us what kind of a woman that is. Amen? Okay, then what?
From the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman.
Yeah, stay away, because, you know, you brothers or hearers of this tape, you know, women are full of flattery. Even little babies, you know, they come up to you and say, "You're so handsome. Can I have some candy?" You know? Or grown-up ones will say, "You're so handsome. I've met you, I wanted to meet you," and all this sort of thing. And can you marry me, or can you go to bed with me? You know, they'll say anything to get you into the sack. is what the Lord's saying here. Amen? Okay, then what?
Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids.
Now this is a reproof of the way of life. Amen?
Amen?
It is the way of life. Then what?
For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread.
Right, an evil and wicked woman, a whorish woman, just somebody that wants a husband, or just somebody who wants to go to bed. They don't care anything about the Lord. And you can see that they don't. They just want a man. Then what else?
And the adulteress will hunt for the precious life.
Yeah, these wicked people, if you're not full of the light or the way, or the food, the water of the Lord, and that's what we're talking about, is food and water. And so what I'm doing is giving you some food and water right here. Amen?
Amen.
And this is reproof of it. You've read it before, maybe 100 times or more, but now you're hearing it again. And so we're not to be bored with the Word of God just because you've read it before, because the reproof means the reading of it over and over, and the receiving of it as food and water into our souls is the way of life. The light. This is the light right here of God. He's explaining, you know, how to stay out of adultery and fornication. It's for you to receive as food and water. Then what?
Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife.
He that commits adultery, that you lust after somebody else's wife. Then what?
Whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent.
No, you have to go to hell. That's what it is. Man. Okay, then what?
Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry.
No, if a person is hungry, they should ask people for something to eat. And if they have too much pride to do that, well, then they steal it. And if they're caught, they have to give 7 times what they stole back. As a matter of fact, sometimes that's everything in their house, in their entire house too, they have to give up. Then what?
But if he be found, he shall restore 7-fold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding.
Yeah, they don't have any food and drink in them at all. They don't have anything in them. Anyone that commits adultery, and especially even in their heart, they lack understanding. They lack food and water. Then what?
He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul.
Your soul will be destroyed if you do that. Whether you do it in your mind, your heart, your soul, or whether you just go to bed with some other person's wife, or vice versa. Okay, then what?
A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts.
Keep going.
Chapter 7. My son, keep my words.
Keep eating the food and keep drinking the water. Lay up these things. Just keep them going through you, because the human mind is not able to retain much. I can preach the gospel or teach the gospel and ask the person half hour later what was said, and they don't remember it. So you have to keep pouring the milk and the solid food, which is of the Word of God, into your system so that you what? Read it again.
Keep my words.
So that you can keep his words in you. Because if you don't keep his words, you're not going to keep his commandments. And if you don't keep the commandments, you're not going to heaven. You're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire, as it states in the last chapter of the book of Revelation. Then what else?
And lay up my commandments with thee.
Lay them up. And if, you know, keep laying them up. Keep eating and drinking. That's what it means to eat and drink. It's what we're doing right now. Okay? Then what else?
Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye.
Yeah, that's food right there. Apples, isn't it? Keep the law as apples. Amen?
Amen.
Apples of gold in pictures of silver. Amen?
Amen.
or apples of silver and pictures of gold. Either way you want to look at it, it's pretty, isn't it? Right? Eat them apples. The law is your apple of your eyes. Amen?
Amen.
Did Jesus say, I came to destroy the law?
No.
I didn't come to destroy the law. I came to fulfill it. To show you that I'll fill it, and anyone that's of me, that has me in them, will fulfill it also. Okay, so eat me and drink me so that you can fulfill the law. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, we're just teaching from the word here. I'm not, isn't that this is the message of eating and drinking. Amen?
Amen.
Then what else?
Bind them upon thy fingers. Write them upon the table of thine heart.
Yeah, just keep them in you. How do you write them on the table? Just keep eating and drinking. They'll, it'll write in there. Otherwise, the Lord wouldn't say it would. Okay? He's not making up stuff. All right? Then what else?
Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister.
Yeah, wisdom. Okay, then what?
And call understanding thy kinswoman.
Now, there's a lot of difference between understanding and knowledge. Amen? Because knowledge puffeth up, but understanding, to know the difference between life and knowledge, is understanding. Understand the Word of God. Don't seek the Word of God by the letter to learn knowledge. Because a lot of people read the Word of God, they're saying, well, David committed adultery, so I'll do it too. That wasn't David's attitude. You have to have knowledge to understand that, right? No, you have to have what? Understanding. Yeah, you got to understand that. You understand? You hear all these people say, you understand, man? You know what I mean, man? Well, I hope you know what I mean, what the Lord means here. But he wants you to understand that understanding is not knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, and the letter killeth. Amen?
Amen.
But knowledge is good, to know what is spiritual and what is letter. Because the letter killeth, but the spirit, when you're reading the Bible, the spirit, when you're eating in the spirit, can you feel that we're doing something spiritual here?
Yes.
Right. But the spirit giveth life. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
That they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words.
Well, now why does the Lord talk so much about these strange women, women that don't really, they live a life of lying. They say that they're serving the Lord, but they really do not. You can see it, and it's like drudgery for them to even go through the day. You don't see them singing and praising the Lord and singing psalms. You don't see them busy about the Lord's business. They're just in their mind thinking, what can I get? Now, this person has this, and so I want it too. I don't really want, but it's a status thing that I'm seeking. The Lord's warning about these kind of women. Amen? Strange women, strange. I mean, they make themselves strange to the Lord and to the people of the Lord. They're not real. They're chaff. They'll be burned. Then what?
For at the window of my house I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple ones.
This is food, eat it, man. Receive it. Drink it. Then what?
I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding, passing through the street.
Yeah. He had knowledge. Now this is a hooker, I've got knowledge. This is a hooker and I want it. He didn't have understanding that if you take it, you're going to go to hell. You understand? You dig. Okay, then what?
I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. In the twilight...
That's not knowledge, is it? Then what?
In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night.
That's not understanding. It is knowledge. Amen? I said it's not knowledge. Anybody? Mm-hmm. That's right. No, it is the knowledge, not understanding. Amen? It's the knowledge of good and evil. Because they're so close together that sometimes people think it's all right because they got a good feeling about it, you know? Right? We're going to get some good feelings here. That's knowledge. But understanding is we don't live by feelings. Amen?
Amen.
We walk by faith, right?
Amen.
Ah, there, that's settled, I hope. And what else?
And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house.
And today you have to, you know, be concerned about homosexuality and lesbianism because there's people that actually feel that that's all right, too. Because they say, well, we have the knowledge that people are doing that in the world. And so if it's all right with most of the masses today, then it must be right. But they don't have understanding. They've got a bad understanding. Amen?
Amen?
Because we have to understand things as the Lord has laid them down. He said, this will send people into the eternal lake of fire to burn. But you should look for wisdom and understanding, not knowledge. Amen? Then what?
Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner.
Yeah, everywhere you look today, there's all these evil people just laying in wait. And you see the whole world going along with the world's knowledge. The knowledge of the tree of good and evil. But you don't see many walking after understanding, right? The understanding of the Lord. And the wisdom of the Lord. Then what?
So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore,
yeah, lying like she paid her vows to the Lord. And here she's inviting somebody in to commit adultery. Then what?
Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee.
Yeah, she's diligent, yeah. Very diligent to do evil. Then what?
I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. For the good man is not at home. He has gone a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways, go not astray in her paths. For she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her.
Right, there's people that are out, you know, that do business out in the world that have been born again, and they see massage parlors, and we've experienced people that are in the church that have gone astray one way or the other with all sorts of things out there. And it's because they haven't been reading the Word of God. They haven't been drinking and eating. Amen? And so they fall right into death like an ox. Then what?
Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death.
All right, now let's read them by message here.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3...
Now, we're talking about here, I'm talking about how that the drinking and eating is not only in the Old Testament, and it's not only in the four Gospels, but it's also in the Epistles and in the book of Revelation. And so that's what this beginning is here. In 1 Corinthians, it talks about eating and drinking. Book of Revelations, it talks. Peter talks about eating and drinking. Okay, go ahead. Let's start again.
Okay. In 1 Corinthians 3:2, Paul told them, I give you milk to drink.
He told the disciples, I give you milk to drink. And milk is also food. Amen? It's a liquid and it's a food. There's water in milk. And there's food in there. Otherwise, babies would not be able to grow up. Amen? Their bones wouldn't get strong if there wasn't food in there also. Amen?
Amen.
And it's liquid because they're weak. And weak people or sick people have to drink more than they eat. But people that are strong eat solid food. Okay, go ahead.
Milk is drink, and it is also food. Milk is both food and water. It is water with food. In 1 Corinthians 10, Paul also wrote about drinking and eating, applying the type of the children of Israel to those of us today, verses 3 through 4 and verse 6. 1 Corinthians 3:2, I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able.
Babes are to drink milk of the word of God because the steak would choke them to death. You can't feed a newborn baby steak. You have to feed them with milk, amen? And you can't really even feed them steak until they reach maybe 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years old, all right? They just can't handle it. And the same thing with newborn babes in the Lord. They have to be given frequent feedings of the milk of the word. The milk of the word is extremely important. Go ahead.
1 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 4 and verse 6. And did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink?
That's talking about eating and drinking, isn't it? Okay, and the epistles, then what?
For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
Amen. And it's that way in the beginning that we had to eat from they had to eat from the tree of life, and it's the same way in the kingdom of heaven that they have to eat from the tree of life and drink from the river of life continuously. So heaven is not only eating and drinking, but it's praising and thanking. I don't know entirely everything that's going to be done in heaven, but I do know that we're going to eat and drink and thank proud the Lord and praise the Lord. Be thankful to Him because you're there. It talks in the book of Revelation of them standing around the throne and just being so glad that they're there. Amen?
Amen.
And it won't be anything that you have to force yourself to do. You can't believe how beautiful it is in heaven or wonderful and the ecstasy that's there. And they're going to be praising the Lord and thanking Him forever because that's how wonderful it is. It just, you just be so happy you're there. That's how important it is. And not only if you're going to be there, you're going to be eating and drinking and thanking and praising the Lord here. Amen?
Amen.
You don't change, you know, when you die. If you're a bitter soul, unthankful, unmerciful, you're not going to get into heaven. Amen? And if you're not eating and drinking here, how will you grow up into the fullness of the stature? You have to be eating from the tree of life here, from the manna of life, the bread of life. Amen?
Amen.
And drinking from the fountain, the river, the streams of the Lord here. You might as well start now because that's what you're going to be doing in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Only there you're going to realize, because, you know, you're so ignorant here, because you just have a foretaste of what it's going to be. But when you're there, actually standing before the magnitude and the power of the living God, you're going to say, my God, I didn't realize it was this much. I didn't realize that God is this powerful. And, you know, how fortunate I am to be here. But you better start realizing here, and you will if you keep eating and drinking the Word of God. Now, I didn't get it that way. I got it the first day He visited me. Okay? That's how I realized that He was powerful. And that I would be very unhappy if something happened where I wouldn't be in heaven. If I'd ever forget what happened to me on that day in that office and the day in the apartment house where I got saved. Because people just don't have much realization. You have to remember that the human brain is made out of dirt. And, you know, that you're not really bright. We need to eat and drink the Word of God and put on the mind of God, of mind of Christ while we're here, so that we can keep that brightness of His mind in us, so that we can be sure of being in the kingdom of heaven and being thankful and being full of praise, so that we can eat from the tree of life. And the Bible says that Jesus will feed us there personally. We're going to read that scripture where He personally just grabs your little mouth and opens it and puts the food in your mouth there. And that He's going to lead us to streams of living water. He'll personally lead you there. He'll say, okay, come over here. Okay, here's some living water, right? Personally, he's going to do that himself. You remember that in the scriptures? No one's going to say anything because they figure I'm going to say, okay, where is it? We're going to read it, all right? So don't worry about it. Then what?
Now these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. In Hebrews 5, an apostle told the saints that they had need of milk and not of solid food.
There it is in Hebrews. Amen?
Amen.
Milk and not solid food. Then what?
Because milk is for babes, while solid food is for mature saints. Verses 12 through 14.
Read it. This is tape number 29. Food and drink. Eat and drink the Lord. The life. The light.
For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as
that... In other words, the law. And remember, the law is light because you people have forgot the light. You're tearing each other apart. You're devouring one another. There's no light in you. Because the Bible says that a person that hates their brother or their sister, and it means the same, is that they're still walking in darkness, okay? So you have need to get back into the law. You can't do that, or else you're going to wind up in hell. You better get some more milk in you, amen? Yeah. Is what he's saying. Okay, go ahead.
And are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Right, so if you're not eating and drinking, your senses are dead again. And you don't know the difference of good and evil, and you're tearing your brothers apart, bringing false accusations against them, bringing false reports, bringing accusations that stink, filth, and your minds are full of darkness and filth, and you don't help one another, and you don't help anybody else in the world with the Word of God. You don't reprove one another. Okay, go ahead.
To drink is to take liquid food, and to eat solid food is for mature Christians. The weaker a person is, the more they need to drink, and the stronger they are, the more they need to eat.
Which, both of them are the same thing, okay? Because both of them are food and drink, amen? Because it's all the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word. Go ahead.
When we are sick, we drink more than we eat. When we are healthy, we eat more than we drink. In 1 Corinthians 3, Paul shows that the saints in Corinth were still very weak. Therefore, he could not feed them solid food. He could feed them with milk, liquid food. 1 Peter 2:2-3 says, quote, as newborn babes, long for the guileless milk of the word, that by it you may grow unto salvation, if you have tasted that the Lord is good.
Have you tasted that the Lord is good? Does he keep you upright on a day-by-day basis if you're eating the bread of life? Doesn't he make you strong every day? And if you don't get the bread, you feel weak. Amen? And the bread and the water, then what else?
1 Peter 2:2-3, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. If so be, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. In the end, in Revelation, the promise to those who overcome are to eat from the tree of life, chapter 2, verse 7.
Wow, that's in heaven. You're still going to be eating from the tree of life. You got to eat and drink there. We have to eat and drink here and eat and drink there. Amen? Amen? The whole quiescence, the whole purpose of the Word of God is eating and drinking Christ. Amen? No other purpose. I'm making it too simple for you? You just don't think that's real or true? No, that's what it is. Man, that's what it is, right? And then what?
Revelation 2:7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
The Lord says that I will give to eat. Amen. There's even more specific in another scripture. Hold on, you'll see.
To enjoy the hidden manna, verse 17.
To enjoy Christ. The hidden manna. Well, the people of Israel, the ancient fathers, for 40 years found manna on the ground. Amen? It was provided by God the Father. Amen? They didn't do it. They just went out and picked it up. And they couldn't hoard it because if they did, it stunk too bad. They'd have to move outside of the house or throw the bread outside the house, one of the two. Because that's the way the Lord is. He says, you can't live on the same bread that you had yesterday. You got to have bread today. Amen? Otherwise, you're going to start stinking. Amen? Because you need bread today, too. Amen? Another nugget, huh? Okay, then what?
Revelation 2:17, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it.
Then what?
And shall dine with the Lord, Revelation 3:20.
Now, we get to dine with the Lord? Go ahead.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me.
And we'll have supper together. Amen? Now, there's a difference between eating and dining. Now, eating, you know, I went to a McDonald's one time or just walked in because it wasn't a near place. And they says, are you dining with us today? And I says, not really, I'm just going to get a hamburger. Because, you know, like eating is a lot different than dining. If I'm dining, you know, I dress up and go to a place where they have an entire, not just one thing, like a hamburger and fries, right? Dining is everything from soup to nuts, you know, dessert and, you know, entrees, the whole thing, right? That's dining. And the woman looked at me like I was cantankerous or something because, you know, I don't go to dine at Wendy's. I go there to maybe grab a quick sandwich, you know, right? Or a bowl of chili. I don't call that dining. Amen? The Lord says, come and dine. I mean, eat everything. Everything, in the, you know, of me. I am everything, right? I'm the produce of heaven, of the good land. What else?
The mention of the tree of life refers back to Genesis 2, and the hidden manna refers not only to the entire history of the children of Israel in the wilderness, but the secret hidden depths of the Spirit in God's Word for true believers who seek and keep that which they find.
Right. You know, the hidden manna is manna that's given to those that really keep the commandments. They take the Word of God and use it, and then God opens up more Word unto you to where it becomes the secret, the hidden manna, you know? Because the more you keep the commandments, the more the Lord shows you more of what to do, the things that are hidden from just the professing Christian. You understand? Okay. Then what?
But the children of Israel, for 40 years, they ate manna, Exodus 16:35. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited.
That is what you call dining. That's just eating. Amen? That's just one thing. Dining is, you know, when you have like a whole table, just fill a long table filled with everything. Amen? Sumptuous. Okay, then what?
They did eat manna until they came unto the border of the land of Canaan.
Oh, then they had all the good produce of the land of Canaan. Man, they had apples and oranges and bananas and dates. Then they could dine, you know, cattle and chickens and all, you know, everything, right? Milk and honey. It's the land of milk and honey, amen? And they could bake their bread and they could eat bread without limit. Without measuring. Amen?
Amen?
That's dining. Amen.
This is why manna is the central point of their history. They had to eat manna to live.
Yeah, they had to eat one thing. If you got tired of it, don't eat it. You know, then you're going to die because that's all there was, right? Okay, then what?
In Revelation 3:20, Jesus our Lord says, quote, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him."
Dine. That's different than eat, right? I'll come in and eat with you. I'll dine with you. Amen? That's where you get nice napkins and a crystal glass and everything. You can pick a grape here and whatever there, you know? Then what?
I will come into him and dine with him and he with me.
We dine together. It's a togetherness. Amen? Okay, then what?
To dine is not to eat one kind of food like you would at McDonald's or Wendy's, but it is to dine on the riches of a complete meal, from soup to entree to nuts and desserts, a full feast.
Yeah, we feast on the Lord. Amen? Because he is a feast. Just read that word. It's a feast. Amen? Then what?
Dining on the rich delicacies of the good land of Canaan by the children of Israel. Joshua 5:10-12.
Yeah, when they got off the desert, there was everything for them. They were eating off of trees that they didn't plant, living in houses that they didn't build, you know, eating the grapes that they didn't grow, eating oranges and pomegranates and all the other stuff that grows on trees. Bananas. There's bananas there. In Israel, I was there. There's date trees. I saw them. And I ate some of them. Huh? Sunflower seeds. Everything. What else?
And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore.
They didn't want to eat manna anymore. They wanted to dine. Amen? Lots of stuff to eat. Then what?
But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year.
That's a lot better. You know, they were after 40 years eating that same thing. You'd even get tired of eating at Wendy's and McDonald's, wouldn't you, after 40 years? Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Then what?
In Revelation 7, the redeemed saints are in heaven before God, the throne of God, and are exceedingly full of joy and full of thanksgiving to be there in heaven with the Lord.
Because if you think that the produce of the good land was something, just think what it is like in heaven. There's no tongue that could explain it. The ecstasy of every morsel and of every moment that you're there. It's like there's nothing. When I saw the Lord, it was the most beautiful experience I've ever had. Of all the experiences put together, they are all like dung in this world. But just a few seconds where I saw the Lord, it was like nothing could compare to it. It was better than all the rest of my life combined, of the good experiences. And the all good experiences all seemed like dung in comparison to just a few quick seconds with the Lord. And so you can imagine what it's going to be like. And I was here on this side and he was over there. How wonderful it's going to be there. It's sheer ecstasy. There's no words to explain it. All sorrow, all everything is wiped away. And the Bible says he's going to wipe away all of our tears. Amen?
Amen.
All the misery, you will never think of misery. It vanishes immediately. Go ahead.
They will, in ecstasy, enjoy Jesus, who is the Almighty God, as the food and food supplier. He will be with them.
The food, the drink supplier. He's the food and the drink, and he's the food and drink supplier. Okay. Then what?
He will feed them forever, and forever will give them to drink from the springs of life.
That's the ones that overcome. The one said, overcome by eating and drinking the word of our testimony. Amen? The blood of the Lamb, by being covered, not sinning anymore, because he keeps us from the hour of temptation here. And by the word of our testimony, by eating and drinking that word every day. Jesus is the word. Amen? And he's the light. And he's our life. And he's our food, and he's our drink, and he's our food and drink supplier. But we have to, you know, like a bunch of horses, you can take them to the water, to the food and the drink, but you can't make them drink and eat, okay? We have to do it, okay? You got to be better than a horse that doesn't eat and drink, right? Okay, what else?
He will feed them forever and forever give them to drink from
the... He will feed them. Amen? It says he will feed them and then give them to drink. Then what?
From the springs of life, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters.
And he's the guide, you know, and this is like also in Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. He leadeth me to the waters. Amen? And lays me down in the green pastures, which is the food. Right? Then what?
And God himself shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation 7, 16 and 17. They shall hunger no more.
They shall hunger no more. Because the Lord himself is going to feed us. Read it.
They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them.
Shall feed us. Personally, the Lamb himself will feed us. Isn't that something to have Jesus just giving you food all the time? Huh?
Yeah.
God Almighty, he's the one that sits on the throne. That's God. Will feed us personally, himself. Now that's something, isn't it? To look forward to. I mean, you'd just be so bursting full of joy to being fed by God himself right in front of you. Then what?
And shall lead them unto living fountains.
And he shall lead or guide us with his light to what?
Living fountains of waters.
He'll do the leading. Amen?
Amen.
That's why we have to get used to his leading here and the eating and drinking of him here so that we can be there for that to happen. Amen?
Amen.
Understand? Okay, then what?
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
I know some people, you know, in secret, they weep, you know, because of the things that people are doing to them and the things that are happening to them. And because of sickness or illness, disease, infirmities, the pain, and the things that the one world government, the evil one world church and government, the Antichrist, the devil, and the media is doing and saying to them, and the things, the persecutions they go through by being put into prisons and jails and being ripped apart from their loved ones, their wives and their children and their friends and their congregations, and to see people murdered that you love. These are things that cause people to weep. Amen?
Amen.
And to see people that are loved ones that are taken on by the Lord, taken away, and that you'll see them, and you'll see them in heaven and be with them and with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
You really won't care whether you're with them or not, because just to be with the Lord is more than enough. Okay? It's, you just don't think of anything else. You'll see. If you're there, you'll see. Okay, then what?
Also Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
My guide, my light, my law. Amen? I don't want for anything, because he's my food and drink. You know? He says he clothed the lilies and made them look better than Solomon in all of his glory, or raised them in more glory than Solomon had. And he feeds the sparrows, the little birds. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We don't have any want. He says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want for anything. Because he's our everything, and if we have him, we have everything. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
John chapter 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
He did, right? If you're one of his sheep, you should be thankful and prayerful and and full of praise because he did that. Because when you're there, you know, don't wait until you're there to see how magnificent it is. Do it now, because just take his word for it, okay? No eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor has any tongue confessed the beautiful things that the Lord has laid away for those that love him and keep his commandments, amen?
Amen.
Keep the law by the power of God in Christ in you and through you. All right, then what? By eating and drinking him and breathing him and sleeping him. Yeah? And meditating on him both day and night, so that you'll be solid in your hope so far as being there, standing around the throne of God, and then for him to take you in his arms and feed you and lead you to the water and to wipe the tears away from your eyes. There isn't anything in the world, all the things, the whole world and all the worlds in the universe cannot compare to that. Amen?
Amen.
Because he's everything. Good. Okay, then what?
Verse 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine.
Amen. Then what?
Jesus, as our guide, our shepherd, gives those who came out of
our light, our law, the law we live by, the food, the manna we live by, the drink we live by. Amen. We live by that food and drink. Okay, what else?
He guides those who came out of great tribulation because they had washed their robes and made them white during the tribulation period of time.
Oh, well, where are all these people saying we're going to be raptured out of the tribulation? No, I want to be the ones that goes through the tribulation, amen? Because I want the Lord to feed me and give me to drink, amen? Woe unto those that don't, that are saying that we will not go through the tribulation. Because we will, if the Lord lets you live that long. And you better be full of the Lord so that the temptation of backsliding will not enter into you and take you away. When you're going through the tribulations, that's the time to eat and drink more than ever. Amen?
Amen.
To keep yourself strong. Because we're not strong of ourselves. We're only strong if we listen to the Lord and let him guide us. He's the light, the law that we live by. The law is the light. Law is light. Amen? Of what to do? It's our guide, our shepherd, the law is. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so these people that say the law, we're not subject to the law anymore. No, we're not subject to the penalty of the law because the Lord paid the price for us, but then we have to start letting the Lord live in us by eating and drinking him and through us so that we don't fall under the law again for sinning. Because if we sin, the soul that sins shall surely die and spend eternity in the lake of fire. Then what?
When the hour of temptation was upon the earth, they kept themselves spotless by eating and drinking Christ, the Spirit of life.
Right. The hour of temptation is like when they got a gun at your head and saying, you recant Jesus or do you keep him? You're going to have to say, I keep Jesus, I'll never recant. Or if you say, I recant, and then if you don't have enough of the Spirit of the Lord in you, then they'll probably put your lights out anyway because they know immediately you'll be in hell. The devil knows that. The minute you give up Christ, then you're subject to die any minute. And if you do, you'll be right in hell. So don't think you're going to get around that when you're not clever enough. No one is. Even I am not that clever. Paul wasn't that clever. The Apostle Paul, who wrote more than two-thirds of the New Testament, he said, woe be unto me if I don't continue on preaching this gospel. Amen?
Amen.
Because if I don't, I too will be a castaway. Judas preached the gospel, but he didn't continue on. And the spirit of Satan entered into him. He was a devil, and he betrayed the Lord. Okay, then what?
This was their only spiritual food and drink.
Yes, because they couldn't have made it through the tribulations if he was not their only food and drink. Naturally, they had food and drink for their natural necessity of their body. But that was the, they didn't listen to anyone else. My sheep hear my voice, and another will they not follow. No one world puker, no one world filth is going to put a gun on me and tell me to recant the Lord. I'm going to spit in their face, okay? I'm going to spit the words of God out at them, all right? And you better not let them do, you better not recant either, because it's for your soul's sake. Those that lose their lives shall gain it, and those that gain their life, oh, if I recant the Lord, I can gain my life. Yes, but you will lose it. Your life will, you'll spend eternity in the lake of fire. Now you better get full of the Word of God, amen? Full of power, because it'll enter into you, the power, as you, if you eat plenty of it and drink plenty of it. Then what?
In heaven we shall eat, drink, and be thankful and full of praise for him who is our lamb, our tree of life, our food, our drink, our good land, our feast, our groom, our everything, Savior, Redeemer, our King. Among many, many ecstasies in eternity, eating and drinking and genuinely praising and thanking the Lord for everything will be the greatest of our living and our life. Our life in eternity will be an eating, drinking, and praising life, just as it must be here in this time zone. In our home church, we have a foretaste today to eat, drink, and be thankful and praise. When we sincerely say to God, O Lord, our prayer, and then Amen, this is our eating.
If we say, O Lord, and then we pray, and then at the end of our prayer we say, Amen. Okay, that's what I mean. Okay, then what?
This is our eating.
This is our eating. Amen. And reading now, like we are, of something that was gotten spiritually, is eating, amen, and drinking. Would you feel that you're eating and drinking something? And you know what that something is? The Lord, amen? Then what?
For us to sincerely say hallelujah or praise the Lord is our drinking and praising.
Right, hallelujah means praise God, amen? Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not hallelujah, but hallelujah. Right?
Yes.
Then what?
Praise the Lord because we are the eating, drinking, and praising people who will be standing around the throne. Then led by him who sits on
the throne in heaven, I might add. Then what?
Then led by him who sits on the throne to living waters and will be fed by him personally. That's the kind of people we are.
Yes. Ha ha. And the rest of the people don't count their chaff. Amen?
Amen.
What else?
Praise the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. He loved us first. Aren't you thankful? Aren't you happy and full of praise?
Amen. Good. Then what?
Finally and ultimately, in Revelation 22, we are invited to freely drink of the water of life. Verse 17.
Can't read it, so they know I'm not lying.
And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And
together we say, the Spirit, God himself, and we, the Bride, say, come on. Amen?
Amen.
And drink freely without money. Right? Praise the Lord. You know what?
And let him that heareth say, come.
Yeah, and those that receive what we're saying when we say, come, along with the Spirit, let them say, come too. Come on. Come on to heaven with us. Why go to hell? Why go to the lake of fire? You might receive him and you might not go through any persecution. You might get taken out tomorrow. You'll be fortunate. Then what?
And let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
Without money. Amen?
Yeah.
Doesn't cost anything. Just give yourself to the Lord. That's money to him, right? That's the money he wants, the payment. He gave himself first. Now it's our time to give ourselves to him so that we can have his life. Amen? He died so that we could live, but he resurrected from the dead and he's alive forevermore. Amen? Then what?
The Spirit, which is God, and the Bride, which is us, together are saying to everyone in the world to come and drink of the water of life freely without cash money. In the entire Bible, Revelation 22:17 is the last call given by God to the human race.
This is the last call for life. It's the end of time. It's the last call. Then what?
This last.
Right? Okay.
Yes. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come," and let him that heareth say, "Come," and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
And then what?
This last divine call is to come and drink. If and only if you come to drink, you will surely be eating as well.
Yeah, because to drink is to eat, amen? You know that now? You won't forget it? Keep reading it, okay? Keep eating that, and then you'll know. You'll never forget the law, the light, the power, the strength. Okay, then what?
In the water of life grows the tree of life, Revelation 22:2. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
And then what?
When we come to the water, because it is the last call, we are not stupid, we have the tree.
We have the Lord, amen? We have the manna. We have the river. We have the bread. We have the manna, the bread of life. Man shall not live by bread, manna alone, earthly manna, but by every word which is the manna, the really true manna of God. Then what else?
When we drink the water, we are also eating the tree of life. Eating and drinking is the central thing for us to do in God's purpose. We all must learn how to receive, be thankful, and enjoy the divine life through eating and drinking Christ.
Okay. Now, we've already done Proverbs, two chapters in that, or part of a chapter in chapter 7. And then I was going to do chapter 6 of Matthew, but we'll do that on the next tape, all right? But you could read the 6th chapter of Matthew. Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. Lord bless you. And keep eating and drinking. Praise the Lord. Bye.